Disability Action Plan, Improving Access to 2017. End of Term Review. 1.1. Provide funding through the Passenger Transport Facilities Program to upgrade existing and provide new accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. Ongoing. 1.2. Continue to provide co-contribution funding grants to local government through the Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program to assist with upgrading passenger transport infrastructure to meet the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002 compliance milestones for 2017 and improve customer accessibility. Ongoing. 1.3. Update and promote the Public Transport Infrastructure Manual, which includes standard drawings and specifications focusing on the reasoning and requirements to build and upgrade accessible infrastructure across Queensland. Complete. 1.4. Develop planning and design guidelines and other reference documents to support the department and local governments to achieve an accessible integrated passenger transport network. Complete. 1.5. Implement a light rail system that is accessible for people with disability. Gold Coast Light Rail. Complete. 1.6. Ensure all service contracts, excluding accepted services, with transport operators contain consistent clauses that require compliance with the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002 and the reporting of compliance levels with these standards on request from the Department of Transport and Main Roads. Ongoing. 1.7. Investigate opportunities for innovative solutions to assist vision impairment travel pass holders to have independent access through fare gates. Complete. 1.8. Collaborate with operators and local governments to implement initiatives which support the delivery of an integrated accessible passenger transport network. These include collaborating with delivery partners to trial a customer help/assistance point. Complete. 1.9. Monitor advances in passenger transport service delivery in other Australian and international jurisdictions to identify any opportunities for improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network. Ongoing. 2.1. Provide orientation and mobility sessions for disability groups to explore and become familiar with Transport and Main Roads passenger transport infrastructure and increase awareness of the existence of these sessions amongst the community. Ongoing. 2.2. Raise awareness amongst operators about the tools used by people with disability that assist them to use the passenger transport network. Complete. 2.3. Collaborate with industry to investigate options for improving access into and out of wheelchair-accessible taxis for people with mobility issues, such as frail aged or those relocating from a mobility device to a fixed seat. Complete. 2.4. Work with industry and operators to highlight the benefits and importance of drivers undertaking disability awareness training. Complete. 2.5. Undertake research to understand the difficulties faced by customers with disability and older and frail customers hailing and boarding a bus at major bus stations using a lead stop bus operation arrangement to inform possible solutions. Complete. 3.1. Produce updated educational material for people travelling with mobility devices on the passenger transport network. Complete. 3.2. Improve TransLink website accessibility by achieving an AA rating in accordance with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines version 2.0, WCAG 2.0. Complete. 3.3. Include information about accessible passenger transport infrastructure in passenger information. Partially complete. 3.4. Investigate more effective methods for providing customer information about facility maintenance issues that impede accessibility for people with disability at bus, rail, and light rail stations and ferry terminals. Complete. 3.5. Communicate and raise awareness of new infrastructure or conveyances that meet or exceed disability standards for accessible public transport, 2002. Ongoing. 3.6. Expand and enable the use of technology so that people with disability travelling on the passenger transport network are informed through a variety of information formats. Complete. 3.7. Investigate improvements to complaints systems regarding capturing and reporting of complaints about disability access to passenger transport services and infrastructure. Complete. 3.8. Support drivers with a medical condition that may include a disability to continue to drive safely and, where appropriate, increase the availability of information to transition drivers to safe alternatives, such as passenger transport. Complete. 4.1. Establish a multimodal accessibility reference group. Complete. 4.2. Participate and influence the development of policy that supports the national approach to removing barriers for people with disability using passenger transport. Ongoing. 4.3. Collaborate with other state government departments and local governments to explore options to improve community access to community transport. Ongoing. 4.4. Work with local governments to encourage them to promote community transport services that are available in their local area. Ongoing. 4.5. Work with other state government departments to support Queensland's smooth transition to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Ongoing. 4.6. Expand government agencies' engagement with client groups and the market, including through the delivery of the Maranoa Demonstration Project to build market capacity to deliver transport services. Complete.